Welcome to the Probes Podiumentary. Our Podiumentary is a series of audio documentaries on topics and stories that matter to people and are part of a public interest journalism in India. You are listening to me, Prema Sridevi. Here is our Season 1, Episode 2 of a Podiumentary titled MiG-21. Is the Indian Air Force ready for a transition? Every few months, India wakes up to the news of a MiG-21 crash. Last month, again a MiG-21 crashed in Rajasthan's Barmer, claiming the lives of two Indian Air Force pilots. In 2012, former Defence Minister A.K. Antony told the Parliament that out of the 872 MiG aircraft purchased from Russia, more than half had crashed, claiming the lives of more than 200 persons, including 171 pilots. So why is the Indian Air Force still flying the MiG-21s? Former Air Marshal Anil Chopra says the rate of accidents of MiG-21 has decreased over the years.
In the last 3 years, the number of crashes have come down. In fact, it is the kind of crashes that we used to have in 1970s and 80s. The figures for today are much, much lower. And they are lower because over the years, technology, training, various other things have improved. And therefore, this is a worldwide phenomenon. The rate of accidents is calculated by number of accidents for every 10,000 hours. This is an international norm and based on which these figures are calculated. I have myself flown MiG-21 as a youngster. It came to Indian Air Force in early 1960s, just after the China War, and we produced daily 900 or so in India. So it has been an aircraft with Indian Air Force in large numbers. At one stage, more than 50% of Indian Air Force was MiG-21. So MiG-21 has been there for a long time, but when you calculate the accidents vis-a-vis the quantum of flying being done, the accident rate of MiG-21 over the last 50 years that we have operated has been fairly good, considering its vintage.
At least 6 MiG-21s have crashed since January last year. Because of the high rate of accidents, the MiG-21 is infamously called the Flying Coffin or the Widowmaker. Many Air Force personnel feel these grim epithets to an aircraft that has served the Indian Defence Forces for decades are unfortunate and very demoralising.
It is very unfortunate being a pilot myself and having flown the MiG-21 for nearly half of my service career. And I must tell you, giving such names to aircraft which is flown, it continues to be flown by young pilots and old pilots of Indian Air Force even today, it is unfair. It sort of, in a way, lowers the morale of people who are flying. They're enjoying. They're professionals. The MiG-21 has been used in that incident after Balakot when Abhinandan has shot down an F-16. MiG-21, if you read on the internet, is a very respected aircraft the world over. The Americans bought many MiG-21s. They are hobbies. There are civilians who have bought MiG-21s and they are flying in America even today. So this was the beauty of that. Of course, the design was of 1950s and you cannot compare it with the designs of Rafale, Mirage 2000. But the aeroplane, to call any aeroplane in which is still in service, where your own military men are flying it, to call it a flying coffin, I think is unfortunate.
India has been normalizing MiG-21 crashes for far too long, as we are overly dependent on the aircraft. The fact is that the MiG-21s have outlived their lifespan. But still, the Indian Air Force keeps the MiG-21s flying to maintain the squadron's strength. Former Air Marshal Pranab Kumar Barbora feels too many aircraft and too much flying have resulted in increased accidents.
The MiG-21 has been with us since 1964, you can say 63-64. Its technology is of the 1950s. Then over the period of the last so many decades, we in India had no option but to go the Russian way to buy aircraft and equipment for the Army, Navy, Air Force, all. And Russians didn't have the best of technology in those days, but the MiG-21 we had in India over close to 700 of them. So we flew one third of the Indian Air Force flying, the MiG-21. Obviously, if you do so much of flying, the rate of accident obviously would be higher than those who flew much lesser.
Most pilots who fly MiG-21 swear by the aircraft, but many others feel that the aircraft must be immediately replaced. India should have phased out MiG-21s by now, had the Air Force planned the replacement strategy well ahead of time. The IAF has now finally come up with a 3-year plan to phase out the remaining squadrons of MiG-21s by 2025. According to defence journalist Nehesh Alex Philip, the Indian Air Force is faced with a complex challenge.
The fact is that the MiG-21 Bisons ideally should have been decommissioned long time back. Now, the MiG-21 Bison, which has crashed, is an upgraded version of the MiG-21. Now, the Air Force went in for an upgrade of the MiG-21 to turn it into a Bison configuration was because of the fact that there were no alternatives to the MiG-21. Now, we had the Tejas program that was sanctioned way back in 87. The funding came only in the 90s, early 90s, and that's when the work on it actually started. But the fact is that, you know, there was no replacement for these MiG-21s. So the Air Force was forced to go in for an upgrade and keep it flying. Ideally, this MiG-21 should, right now there are about 4 squadrons of the MiG-21s which are there, of which one would be decommissioned, let's say, by October end this year, and 3 more would be decommissioned by 2024-25. By 2025, we are expecting that the LCA that has been ordered for, that is the 83 LCA Mark 1A, deliveries of those will start. So, the fact is that the MiG-21s should have ideally been decommissioned long time ago. But then the question is, what is the replacement? You know, you need to replace the MiG-21s with something, right? The MiG-21s might have a technical shelf life still left in that aircraft, but it doesn't mean that the aircraft is for a modern use. It's actually shameful that the Indian Air Force continues to fly the MiG-21 Bisons. But then the question is, what is the alternative? Should the Air Force just close down the MiG-21 squadrons, decommission them completely, put them on ground, then what happens to the fighter strength of the Indian Air Force? So it's a very complex situation that the Air Force is faced with.
MiG-21 is India's longest serving fighter aircraft. Many countries have removed this aircraft from its service. However, India continues to fly it out of want of a better replacement aircraft. While the MiG-21s are set to retire by 2025, the question is, how good are our replacement aircraft and how soon will they be inducted into service? Retired Air Commodore Prashant Dixit asserts, the Indian government is hoping not to get into a conflict situation before it finishes the replacement of its air fleet.
The government's yardstick for number of combat aircraft is 42 squadrons. Currently, we are down to 30 squadrons, if I am not mistaken in my calculation. Also, there is a plan to, remove 4 squadrons of MiG-21 by 2025 or something. How can you replace that is a moot question for which I have no answer. Government has got a scheme to bring in the Mark 1A and the Mark 1 of the LTA, which is under production. They are also working on the Mark 2 and the AMCAR as future as replacement. But the Mark 2 cannot come, in my calculation, before 27, and the AMCAR not before 2030. Also, I can only say that the government is hoping that we don't go into a conflictual situation, so that we should warrant a very hasty augmentation of our already depleted fleet.
The Soviet Air Force, which designed this aircraft, discontinued its service way back in 1985. Afghanistan and Bangladesh have also removed it from service. Political controversies surrounding defense procurement, corruption in acquiring such assets, slow pace of procurement and bureaucratic hurdles all add to the problem of India's poor track record of keeping its defense assets modern and updated. According to former Air Marshal Anil Chopra, India must immediately equip itself to fight its adversaries.
MiG-21 replacement was thought of in 1985 when Indian Air Force made the ASQRs for MiG-21 replacement by LCA. In 1985, Indian Air Force had already started talking about replacement. And between 1985 until today, we continue to fly the MiG-21, which is absolutely unfortunate. And the country should have given what better aeroplanes. Either we should have produced the LCA much faster, or we should buy more fighter aeroplanes from abroad if we cannot produce more LCA. But certainly, Indian Air Force needs them. But to say that the MiG-21, the ones which are flying, are unsafe, no. They are fully serviceable. Yes, they are of old design. We need better aeroplanes, not so much from safety as much as from operational capabilities. If the other side is buying very, very modern aeroplanes, both China and Pakistan, which are our main adversaries currently, if they are going to have better aeroplanes, the Indian Air Force must have better aeroplanes to fight with. But till then, what does Indian Air Force do? Till the process of being able to acquire new aeroplanes, you see the 114 new fighters that we are supposed to acquire, for that the request for proposal has not even gone. See, RFI had come 4 years back, the response to RFI, the request for information had come 4 years back. After that, now 4 years are gone, request for proposal is not gone. Once you send the proposal, somebody will send us their proposal, the companies who are in the contention, and after that you will test them out, try them out, then you will place the order, there will be financial implications. This whole process will, even today if I send the RFP, will take 5-6 years to get their opinion.
India has been upgrading MiG-21s over the last many years. As per former Air Marshal Pranab Kumar Barbora, upgradation is not a solution when it comes to the MiG. No matter how much one upgrades, the basic technology remains the same, making the problem more complex.
We have upgraded the MiG-21 over a period of time. There are many varieties of MiG-21s which are there, were there. Now we've got only the Bison, which is the latest upgraded one, sometime in end of 1998-99, where we upgraded in Russia, and we were flying these. But when you upgrade aircraft, you cannot upgrade the basic aircraft very much. You can only upgrade it on, say, your avionics. You can upgrade it on the electronic warfare systems, the weapon systems, etc. But the basic technology remains the same.
Former Air Vice Marshal Kapil Kark feels India's decision to cut down the procurement of the number of Rafale aircraft was unwise and unfortunate. Today, the Indian Air Force is facing an acute shortage of aircraft, and the existing fleet is facing a bleak future. India needs to work on a war footing to completely modernize its air fleet.
The government has said that we will phase out all MiG-21s by 2025. But regrettably, they have not said as to what they will replace it with. We've only got, just 36 aircraft we have got from, which is just two squadrons of Rafales from France. But we are roughly, as I'm talking to you now, we're about 13 squadrons short. There is no plan for induction of those aircraft. Government keeps talking that aircraft will be. Yes, there is an indigenous program, but that program will only start inducting aircraft about 7 years from now at a very slow rate. What do we do for these 7 years? As you phase out the MiG-21s, then our numbers will come down to even below Pakistan's Air Force. Don't forget, we have also a threat from China. This government's plan to cut the number of aircraft of Rafale from 126 to 36 was an extremely unwise an unfortunate development, because inherently you are accepting a shortage of 90 aircraft, which is approximately 6 or 7 squadrons. So therefore, the government's decision to cancel the Rafale deal and in lieu, instead of 126 aircraft, get only 36, that means that there is not enough sensitivity on the need to have a modern Indian Air Force and an Air Force which is extremely short of combat squadrons.
Retired Group Captain Ravinder Singh Chatwal says, streamlining procedures, cutting down the procurement time frame, and building our capability to produce indigenous aircraft in a finite time frame are some of the solutions that can make the Indian Air Force modern and self-sufficient. India has definitely come a long way since 1947, but much more needs to be done to completely secure our nation's air defense capabilities.
We must streamline our procedures. We have cut down this time frame for procurement, and secondly, we must build up our industrial base inside the country so that we produce indigenous aircraft in a finite time frame. Even the LCA project has taken 30 years to fructify. It is a very long period. Now, in the future, I hope it's not going to take so long to produce aircraft, but because definitely we have learned a lot from the LCA project. So we definitely need to streamline our procedures, and so that equipment modernization will take place. Older aircraft, older systems, older equipment has to be replaced. And you cannot replace everything immediately. So that procedure has to go on. Now that procedure needs to be done in a finite time frame so that the numbers don't deplete, the equipment levels don't go down too low. So we'll have to improve our procedures.